travel can be stressful in the best of times. Now add in the high-level anxiety that seems to be baked into every holiday season, and it's clear that travelers could use some help calming frazzled nerves. Travel pros say there is plenty you can do ahead of time to make for a happier and less stressful holiday journey. Make a list and check things off. A week before you leave, write down things you need to bring and tasks you need to do before the trip. This can include essential packing items, as well as simple tasks like cleaning out old food from the fridge or watering the plants, says Jess Feldman, special projects editor at Travel and Leisure magazine. The key is to leave the list out for the entire week before you go. I cross the to-dos off throughout the week, and it helps me feel extremely prepared, lessening the stress every time. Carry your comfort zone with you. Noise-canceling headphones can go a long way toward blocking out annoyances during travel, although if you use them, you should keep an eye on display boards or your phone for any flight or gate changes. Spotify, YouTube, and other sites offer music playlists with names like Relaxing Chill Out Calming Music for Airports and Perfect Music Travel Relax. Or try Music for Airports, a groundbreaking album that launched the ambient music genre in 1978. It's also good to carry extra medications, a change of clothes, a toothbrush, and a phone charging cable, just in case. Bringing along some snacks or a sandwich from home can feel comforting and be a great alternative to pricey airport offerings. I tend to pack for worst-case scenarios, such as flight delays and cancellations. This includes bringing things to do, of course, like more than one book, knitting materials, or a few extra downloaded movies, Feldman says. For longer journeys, she might bring a meal in a Tupperware container. Stay hydrated. To counter the dry air on flights, bring along an empty water bottle, fill it after you go through security, and a small pouch with lip balm and travel-size moisturizers. Hallie Gould, editor-in-chief of Birdie, a digital site for beauty care, recommends loading up on skin hydration before your flight. That means drinking extra fluids and applying moisturizing skin products to boost hydration, so you're covering your bases inside and out. And don't forget your hair. Just as the low humidity on the airplane is dehydrating for your skin, it can also dry out your hair. If possible, use a deep conditioner before your trip, Gould says. Get app-wise and know the rules. Every airline has different requirements when it comes to the boarding process, paying for perks in advance, or seat upgrades, Feldman says. It's best to understand all of the above before getting to the airport so that you are not taken off guard. Having the airline's app lets you know about gate changes, flight delays, or cancellations sooner and allows you to more quickly find alternative flights or connections if needed. Give yourself the gift of extra time. Security lines can be much longer and slower than expected, and so can the walk through a large airport. So giving yourself plenty of extra time can reduce stress. The general rule of thumb is to arrive at the airport 2 hours before departure for domestic flights and 3 hours before international flights. If you're too early, you can always explore the airport shops and lounges or settle in with a good book somewhere. I always confirm whether or not there is a lounge I have access to in my departing gate ahead of time, Feldman says. But even without lounge access, she says, I like to know what the restaurants and waiting areas near the gate are like. Try to identify the source of your anxiety. If you have a sense of why you are feeling stressed, it can help to figure out ways to reduce that stress, says Lynn F. Bufka, head of practice for the American Psychological Association. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, are there things that you can outsource? Is there someone in your family who can help with parts of the planning? Recognize that crowds, bad weather, and canceled flights are beyond your control. And some people just don't like to travel far or to fly. If it's fear, like fear of flying, it's important to know that it can be treated, and that treatment can really improve the quality of your life, Bufka says. Prepare to welcome yourself home. A little extra time tidying your home and making sure you have some easy-to-prepare food ready in the freezer or pantry will make for a much more welcoming return. Always clean your space before leaving for a trip. You are inevitably going to feel a bit off after a long travel day, and coming home to an unorganized space will make it so much worse, Feldman says. Wash the sheets, take out the trash, put away clothes, clean the countertops. Arriving home to a neat and tidy space is the best homecoming, especially after a long time away, she says. AP business writer Deanne Durbin contributed to this report from Detroit. For more AP lifestyle stories, go to https://apnews.com/lifestyle. Catherine Roth, The Associated Press.